This is New World Radio,
the station that speaks your language.
AM 1120, WUSD, Washington.
...of cab drivers, this is the voice of DC cab drivers. I'm Pete Tucker from the Fight Back, thefightback.org. I'm joined by Larry Frankel, chairman of Dominion of Cab Drivers and the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. On tonight's show, we'll play clips from the press conference that took place Wednesday morning in front of the D.C. Council on the steps of the John A. Wilson Building at 14th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. The subject of the press conference was the controversial taxicab medallion legislation, which was recently introduced by Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, and at-large Councilmember Michael Brown, and co-sponsored by Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander. Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, has said that he plans to hold a hearing on the bill in June. D.C.'s taxicab industry is unique in that it has many independent owner-operators, small companies, and associations. The introduction of medallions could quickly lead to a consolidation of the market into the hands of a few big companies, as has happened in city after city. This point was driven home by no less than John Ray, a lobbyist and former D.C. council member who represents the so-called Taxicab Drivers Owners and Fleet Owners Coalition, which is the group pushing for the medallions. This is what John Ray had to say directly following Wednesday's press conference in front of the John A. Wilson Building.
That's going to exist. There's going to be a division between those who live in the district, who pays taxes in the district because they get a preference over those who live outside of the district. And those who feel that that is unfair, that that shouldn't be, they should come to the city council and justify.
He's working for a big company.
He's working for the Chevron.
Let him ask.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
What?
You said that selling the medallion later could actually benefit. Can you explain?
Well, I mean, look. There's argument that, companies will ultimately, a company will ultimately own the medallion. Mm-hmm. Well, if that happens, it will be because individuals decide to sell them. Mm-hmm. Now, an individual can sell the medallion to whoever he or she wants to. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, if Joe Blow is selling his medallion, mm-hmm. and I'm offering him $80,000, mm-hmm. and there's someone over there offering him $120,000, yeah. Ray Charles can see who he's going to sell it to. So what has happened in a lot of cities, mm-hmm. I mean, in New York, there's still a large number of individuals who own medallion, but an awful lot of folks who bought the medallion at $10 back in the 30s, mm-hmm. Sold it to companies because companies will pay more. Mm-hmm. Now,
are you saying this to combat the claims that this is all about monopolization by a private company?
Well, I think what will happen here in the District of Columbia is that, if people did go out and sold, if they sell their medallions just to come, I think in 20, 30, 40 years, most medallions in the district will probably be owned by four or five companies. I mean, the reason for that is because, unlike New York, there's a large number of companies that already own cars. For example, the folks who were here today, I mean, there was four fleet owners here. One of them owned 200, one owns 100, one owns about 80, another owns about 50. Those individuals, just like any other company, is going to be out trying to buy medallions down the road. So, and on top of that, I think there will also be a provision in the bill, because folks have expressed this in their discussions with the government officials, that they will limit the number of medallions that one company can own to ensure that one company does not own all the medallions. So I don't think that there's any fear that one company, but if you're asking me, do I believe down the road that most of the medallions is going to be owned by companies, my answer would be yes, because I think that most individuals, when they sell their medallions, companies are going to offer them more than the individual.
That was former D.C. council member John Ray speaking in front of the John A. Wilson Building on Wednesday, directly following the press conference on the recently introduced Professional Taxicab Standards and Medallion Establishment Act of 2011. As you heard in the clip, even John Ray admits that if the taxicab medallion legislation is passed into law, DC's unique taxicab industry may become dominated by a few large companies who are able to move in and buy up the medallions. I'm Pete Tucker with the Fight Back, thefightback.org. This is the voice of DC cab drivers. I'm joined by Larry Frankel, chairman of Dominion of Cab Drivers, as well as we have a full studio, Pete Harmon, Ali Massoud, Idris Youssef. I'm going to kick it to you, Larry Frankel. What did you make of first of all, it was an extraordinary press conference that drivers got wind of and really made their voices known in opposition to the medallion. And what did you think of the press conference? What did you think of John Ray's comments?
Well, I thought it was absolutely extraordinary. I agree with you on that, and absolutely absurd. The fact that this John Ray has written a bill that he already acknowledges that medallions who are supposed to, at least by his bill, benefit older drivers retiring, won't do that, that they'll actually end up in the hands of big corporations. Now, that's the end result of every medallion that's been introduced in any city in America. So, I mean, he's already pessimistic on his own bill. Besides, so it's absolutely ridiculous from that point of view.
What did you? He's heading up something called the what is this coalition called? Taxi cab drivers, owners, and fleet owners
association.
Coalition.
A coalition.
So, and yet it was interesting because when this legislation was introduced, I was at the DC council. I didn't know it was coming, and called you and called others. Drivers who have
this and we thank you for that, Mr. Tucker. Absolutely, thank you.
But so this coalition does not represent any of the drivers who I've covered this issue for a bit and knowing quite a few drivers. Nobody knew that this was coming down the pipe, which speaks to whether who exactly is a part of this coalition.
Well, what is continues to be an absurdity here is that you hold your own press conference, and yet you say the drivers support this new bill, and you can only manage to come with one driver who's iffy on the subject. I mean, they had absolutely nothing as far as a driver association which backed up any part of this bill whatsoever.
We're going to take calls here on WST. The number to call is 703-534-9878. But first we're going to go to a clip from this is a piece from Wednesday's press conference, so take a listen, and we'll come back to the voice of DC cab drivers. John Ray, a lobbyist and former DC council member, does not represent the interests of DC taxicab drivers, and he's clear on that, sort of. Standing in front of the John A. Wilson building on Wednesday, Ray told taxicab drivers, "I'm not trying to represent the interests of everybody." Ray's comments came directly following a press conference put on by the group he represents, the so-called Taxicab Drivers Owners and Fleet Owners Coalition. In a phone conversation on Thursday, in response to the Fight Back's initial question regarding how much he was being paid, Ray said, "Why the hell do you keep asking this? It's none of your business how much I get paid by the hour." The subject of Wednesday's press conference was the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation, which Ray played a big role in writing. Taxicab drivers turned out in large numbers, despite being given little, if any, notice. The sentiment of the drivers was unmistakable. They were overwhelmingly opposed to the medallion legislation. Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, and at-large Councilmember Michael Brown introduced the legislation, and Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander co-sponsored it. DC's taxicab industry is unique in that it has many independent owner-operators, small companies, and associations. The introduction of medallions could quickly lead to a consolidation of the market, as has happened in city after city. Wednesday, supporters of the medallion legislation worked hard to pit drivers against one another, old drivers versus new ones, drivers who live in the district versus those who don't. But the most troubling aspect of the press conference was former Mayor Marion Barry's comments. He began by complimenting the drivers, but his comments quickly turned ugly and racist.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
We listen to you, Mr. Mayor.
Hold up. Hold on. The way the process works, council members can introduce legislation. And the time to come, if you oppose it, is when we have our hearing. You know, we ought to set the example in Washington about how we can disagree without being disagreeable, right? You cab drivers are the hardest working people in this city, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any benefits at all. You don't have any retirements at all.
Okay.
The meter system is unfair. They ought to rechange the meters and make downtown area the highest paying so y'all make some money,
there
right?
There you go.
That's what you ought to be talking about. And wait till the hearing comes to express your disagreement. In a democracy, won't be long. Wait a minute. You know I've been with you, don't you?
Yeah.
You know I've been with you, don't you?
You
know I've been with you, don't you? And I'm still with you.
All
right.
Wait a minute.
For those of you who are not from America, we welcome you. But we do things just a little bit differently here in Washington, that's all. We have disagreements without attacking anybody. We have disagreements without shouting down anybody. That's how we do it, right? And it works that way. That's right, sir. The time to express that is at the hearing. I will let all you all know when the hearing, you ought to pack the chambers up there. You ought to get on the witness list. You ought to disagree as much as you want to disagree. And let the council members hear you. All right, that's how we want to do it.
Madam Betty, did you sign
here?
Yes, you signed that,
Betty. Yes,
I signed it. Why were you signing that? Because you've been in the district here for a long time.
To come in and talk with us. Yeah. Part of us.
I tell you what we ought to do. John, wait a minute.
You've been here. You're talking about citizens.
Wait a minute.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, you've been fighting there for a long time.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You have been supporting you for a long time.
I'm telling you how we do it here now. Y'all do it the way you want to do it and get nothing from it. I think what we ought to do, wait a minute, is have a small delegation that will meet with Harry and Michael and myself and John Ray.
And who's John
Ray?
Let me tell you one other thing, too. Let me tell you all something else. You know, I'm straightforward. Don't judge Marion Barry by one bill he puts in. Judge Marion Barry about my history with you as cab driver. I fought Agent 50 for you. I fought against the meter for those who didn't like them. I fought against a whole bunch of stuff. So don't judge me. Don't judge me by one bill. All right? That includes you too. Don't judge me. That includes you too. All right? We don't do it that way now. Come on. Come to the meeting. We're not going to make an ass of ourselves out here in public. Everybody get that?
No.
We're not going to make it.
We read the proposal, what you are writing.
Mr.
May, we are saying
I don't want to hear it. Not in America, we ain't doing that.
Yeah,
we're not going to argue in public. We're not going to look like fools out here. We're not doing that. Not at all.
Before Barry spoke, John Ray kicked off the press conference. In concluding his remarks, he shouted at the drivers, "Shame on you."
Good morning. We are meeting here this morning, and we're going to have a number of meetings, and we're going to have a number of events over the next several months. The next one of these to be in May on a Saturday. As you know, there's been introduced into the city council a bill that will do a number of things, including the creation of medallions, creating a new commission, a three-person commission, to make sure the laws and regulations that govern taxi cabs are effective. The bill set forth certain standards for taxi cabs to make the riding public have a taxi cab system that is more friendly to the riding public. The bill is not perfect. There will be public hearings that will be held on the bill. Anyone who wants to come down and testify can testify. The city council will ultimately make the decision about what kind of bill we can have. Now, there are many forces in the city that involve in the taxi cab industry. There's those who have been here for a long time driving cabs, some over 50 years. They cannot afford to pay $150,000 for a medallion. They just simply cannot. The bill recognized that they cannot, and the bill sets a price that these ladies and gentlemen can afford. Today, what we're trying to do is to start building a coalition. No one is asking you whether you want to be a part of this coalition today or tomorrow night. That's a decision for you to make. But we're trying to build a coalition. So we are going to hear today. Shame on you.
Saeed Alamoradi, owner of Hilltop Cab Company, is a member of the so-called Taxi Cab Drivers, Owners, and Fleet Owners Coalition. Wednesday, sensing the overwhelming opposition to the medallion legislation, Alamoradi departed from his prepared remarks and said, "If the cab drivers are not happy, I'm not going to be happy. My income comes through the cab driver."
Guys, listen, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, listen.
Yes.
The bill is not perfect. But we need, listen, we need to start somewhere.
No. Who are you for, sir?
None of you guys are happy. Nobody is happy. I'm not happy. I just want to be part of the discussion.
Are you a driver?
No. I'm the owner of Hilltop Cab Company. My name is Saeed Alamoradi. I'm the owner of Hilltop Cab Company. A lot of you guys know me.
Is this in favor of the cab company?
If the cab drivers are not happy, I'm not going to be happy.
That's true.
My income comes through the cab drivers.
How much you going to make out of it?
Nothing. I just want to be part of the discussion.
You make money.
Listen, it's good that everybody is here. That means you care.
We don't want no battalion.
No, I don't like the bill as it is. But I want to be part of the discussion. I want to get it started.
You are not cab driver.
I'm part of the system.
You are not cab driver.
If you're not happy, I won't be happy.
You are not cab driver. How much you make it? You are not cab driver.
I'm in favor of getting it started. The discussion is... Yes. I think medallion can be a good thing.
You are not cab driver.
Listen,
Answer the question. I asked him, they won't tell me, why are you in favor of a medallion?
Because it brings...
I gave you your chance.
It brings job security to the people who have it.
What kind of job security?
If you don't want medallion, you say you don't want medallion. The people who say they want medallion, We need to start a discussion.
Shortly before John Ray departed, a driver had this to say to him.
You are for monopolization. You are for unemployment. You are opening opportunity for unemployment.
No, you're not
trying to put our kids away from school.
We're citizens.
We've got a United States citizen kids. We're raising up our kids. We're raising up our children, our kids, that ask you, as history. If you're trying to pull me out from the street, our kids will be behind you.
This is the voice of DC cab drivers here on WHUT, 1120 AM, and those were some of the sounds from Wednesday's heated press conference about the controversial medallion legislation that has been introduced. First was Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, who made xenophobic remarks, followed by John Ray, who represents the so-called Taxicab Drivers, Owners, and Fleet Owners Coalition, Saeed Alamaradi, owner of Hilltop Cab Company, and then you heard a driver confronting John Ray about the consequences of this medallion legislation, should it be passed into law. Pete Harmon, you were there at the press conference, a longtime driver. What are some of the thoughts you have?
Well, Marion Barry's comments were interesting, saying that foreign drivers don't know how things work here, and don't know how things work here in the United States, and it's different here. Well, that's why people came here, because it is different. Because a government cannot arbitrarily take away your property and your business here. That's why we came here. Foreigners came here. That because they have the opportunity to make a living and not have their property and business taken from them. Many of my colleagues from Ethiopia spent a good part of their youth fighting in the desert of Ethiopia against a government that would take their land and their property. Same goes for people that came from Iran, Pakistan, other countries where property was taken from them, was ruled by a supreme leader. People came here for freedom, not just freedom of expression, but freedom to own a living and the rule of the law. Washington, D.C. does do things different. They sometimes seem to think that they are not part of the United States. It is part of the United States. This bill is a deliberate attempt to take the business license, the right to operate and own your own taxi, and keep all the revenue for yourself minus reasonable fees and taxes, take it and give it to somebody else. Most specifically, a few 16 cab companies that are owned by Jerry Schaefer, who is the architect behind this bill, we believe. Very few of the cab companies, even the cab companies, will qualify to buy medallions. We are licensed to own and operate our taxi will be taken from us, and we will not even be given the opportunity to buy it back. It will reduce the number of cabs in D.C. from about 10,000 now to 3,200 plus 800 that will be restricted to only serving Anacostia. I guarantee you that the rates will go up dramatically. The customer will suffer. There'll be a lot fewer cabs, and the rates will be much higher. All we have to do is look at Boston. It has more cabs per resident than any other city in the United States except for Washington. It has a medallion system. There's 1,800 cabs for 600,000 people. We have 10,000 cabs for 600,000 people. They have the highest fare in the country, $2.80 a mile. This bill is written, and I'll give you a little summary of it. We're passing out flyers that have a summary of the bill that explains who will get the medallions and who won't. Virtually no cab drivers will. Only D.C. residents who have lived and had a cab, it can prove certification that they paid D.C. taxes for the last 5 years are qualified, and they can't pay them retroactively, from my understanding. They must have been licensed to operate a taxi cab on or before March 1st, 2006. Must be in good standing with the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission. What does good standing mean? Well, it's no surprise. Everybody knows that they've been handing out hack violations like candy. You have three violations in the last year, you may not be in good standing. It's a very general statement. It can be used to eliminate anybody. Must have a valid D.C. hack license. Must be in full compliance with all D.C. taxi cab laws and regulations. This will limit very few of even the D.C. residents, which are, as we know, a minority of the cab drivers. Most drivers are foreign-born, and they cannot, and are family men, they cannot afford to live in the district. The city knows this. They're using this to put us out of business. Now, for D.C. residents, this requirements are much more stringent. In order for a driver who happens to ride and reside in Virginia or Maryland to be eligible to buy, to purchase a permit, that's not a medallion. And in other words, they can charge whatever they want to it. They can pull it whenever they want to. Now, I also might mention every cab will require to be no more than 6 years old. So you might get a permit and pay for that, or and then they can pull it at the end of the year or even sooner. So you've made an investment for nothing. To get this permit or this kind of semi-medallion, he or she must have possessed a valid taxi cab operator license for at least 20 years. At best, we can tell drivers residing in Virginia or Maryland who have hacked for less than 20 years will be no longer permitted to operate a taxi. And I think by that we mean you can drive a taxi, but you can't drive yours. Basically, and the bill seems to be deliberately vague, but basically you will not, as you can see from this bill, 95% of the present drivers will be excluded from buying their own business back. You will have 3,000 cabs, another 150 of these taxi medallions will be given to residents of D.C. They don't even have to have looked at a taxi cab. Obviously, these are licenses that will be handed out by the politicians to their friends. And also, you do not need to own to be given a medallion. In this case, you do not need to have to have a taxi cab license. A company can own medallions and lease out the taxis to drivers. And anyway, basically in this system, it's basically, you might call it a slavery bill. You will have to, I think most drivers are familiar with the way it works in other cities. Drivers don't own the cabs. They either pay as much as $165 for a 12-hour shift in New York City or $125 for an 8-hour shift, or they pay two-thirds of the meter to the company like they do in Philadelphia. The companies make as much as $500 a day off each car. They want our money. They want our business. And we have to stick together, and we have to fight this. And we have to tell the public they're going to have 30% as few cabs, and they're going to pay a lot more, and the service is going to deteriorate dramatically.
This is the voice of D.C. cab drivers here on WSUT, 1120 a.m. The number to call to join the conversation is 703-534-9878. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org, where hopefully next couple of days we'll get the audio from this show posted. I'd like to welcome Idris Yusuf to the conversation.
Thank you, Pete, for doing this. You just do it, you know, to help us. You've been with us for the past year.
Year.
Okay, and what I would like to shift our conversation is to just thank all the drivers throughout our organization who supported us, and non-drivers, especially Mr. Ephraim and Mr. McConnell, who's been passing out flyers, you know, the 100,000 flyers that help us, you know, preserve our organization. And please, now we have this challenge in our hand. They're trying to take away our business. So this is more than ever a threat to all cab drivers who's been operating, whether 30 years, 40 years, I don't think they're going to give this medallion to them. It's basically the means to our end. So this time to come together and strengthen our force, show them what we're capable of doing, you know, to stop or to counter-propose this bill so we can all agree with and move forward. And please, all drivers, please note that we need your help right now. It's for your future. It's not only us. So I just want to thank everybody who's been helping us for the past years. It's, please come together and work with us. That's all I say.
Yeah, now is the time, as you pointed out, Idris. I mean, Tommy Wells, the Ward 6 council member, is holding, he says he's going to hold the hearing in June. And this medallion legislation is here right now. We're going to go to Ali momentarily, but we have a caller on the line. Caller, hello. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, me? Is that me?
Yes, you.
Yeah. Number one, Pete Tucker, I have been following your activities through the internet, and thank you very much, and the rest of the group. And what I was trying to say was the gentleman ahead of me, he described it clearly, because maybe this bill is very bad bill. It's not good for anyone at all. Maybe 2% of the cab, actual cab drivers may benefit from this bill. To summarize it, we have few enemies among ourselves from the cab companies or drivers, like the gentleman who just spoke, and he said, the one, the owner of the Hilltop, he just said we need security. If he feels he is, if he may be listening, if he feels that he is threatened of the, on this job as how it is right now, he should change his field of job. He should look for something else. But he shouldn't try to remove, like, out of 10,000 cab drivers to limit it to 4,000. So he throws away 6,000 cab drivers to secure his job. He should look for something else instead. Now, to summarize it, we don't have, maybe I need to give a chance for the rest of the people. Number one, I need to be involved in this, and I will be contacting voluntarily, because this is becoming a little bit serious and an insult to the cab driver. Because the cab drivers always are fooled. They tell them, everyone, that we will give you this, we will do this to you, we will do this. There is nobody gives something for free. And there are, again, there are cab drivers or cab companies who are pushing to this issue because they need to remove people in order to control the market of the cab drivers. There are some people who say that there are too many cab drivers in town and they should be slashed into half or maybe less because we are too many. Those people who does not want to compete in the market with the cab with the cabs in downtown, just to shift to move into something else where there is not any competition. Let them work. They can go into IT technology or something else, but never ever try to push out people in order to make higher income. And this is not on their benefit, but they don't know what they are going to do. One of this medallion issue is taken away from the individual cab drivers, and it is on the table. Someone is going to come and hijack it. But all these people who are trying to push for the medallion, they don't know what is going on, either knowingly or unknowingly. To summarize it, we, the cab drivers who are on the road, who are behind the wheels, should stand together now. And as far as I am concerned, we just don't need money. We need ideas, and we need to connect the dots, because there is a lot of things going on, and we have to find out who are those cab companies who are pushing to this medallion. They tried to do that during those people who are arrested during the scandal, which tried to pay bribe to Leon Swain. I don't know, for some reason he disclosed it, but those people are one of those groups who were trying to put us out of business earlier than today. And these are those we have to find out which companies are pushing to push out of the business. And of course, in collaboration with some of the in the council members. To summarize it, we have to stand together. It is becoming serious, and nobody from the individual cab driver is going to benefit, whether DC residents or non-residents, because people who drove or established formed companies in Washington, D.C., less than 10 years will be eliminated. They are disqualified automatically. Read the bill. I read it. It is complicated. There are a lot of strings attached to it. So we must stop this as soon as possible, and we must stand together. We have plenty of time. You guys, to summarize it, you are doing very well. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you,
sir. We are here to work hard and make a living. We are not foolish or stupid as what most of the people assume. But, of course, there are stupid people among us who are pushing for the medallion, and they don't know the consequences. And thank you for giving me this long time to listen. I appreciate that, and have a nice evening. And I'll be listening. It's your turn. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that call and for the points that you brought up, important points. And I think it also points out what Idris was pointing out about the importance of organizing. And there's been some really impressive organizing that has been going on for several years now with tax, and for many more years than that. But I've been privileged to see some of it over the past year plus. And from the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers to Dominion to Grand to United Ventures Consortium to all sorts of drivers. The key is, though, to be organized, because, no matter how right you are on the facts, without the organization behind it, there's not a lot that can be done. And the organization there is impressive. And while there is a push for medallions, also an impressive push back. And I guess what hangs in the balance is whether drivers get organized. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. This is the voice of DC cab drivers. Ali, I know you wanted to jump in here.
Well, first of all, you forgot. Thank you, Pete, that you are here today, and you accepted to come here every week and host the show. It's well appreciated by us. One thing that you forgot to mention was DC Professional Taxi Cab Association, that they have been here perhaps the longest, and they have worked as hard as anybody else have, and I appreciate their work in this fight. This is not just a fight for today. This fight has been going on for a long time. I have been involved in this struggle for the last couple and 2.5 years. When I saw that they took our DCTC several years ago, and they were trying to push the Virginia and Maryland cab drivers out of the picture, that was a big sign. A lot of people did not pay attention to that. A lot of people are still not aware of that fact, that by passing that residency law requirement, they were trying to basically kick us out of business. And what would happen to replace us? Those tags, they didn't want to replace the drivers, by the way. They wanted to replace the ownership. They wanted to get rid of the small business owners and hand the business to the big companies. This is something that we've been talking about for the last 2.5 years, 3 years. We have been saying, friends, if they really cared about us, these guys who are worried about our future, that they say they're concerned for our retirement, why would they reduce our income by 30% when they introduce the meters? This is the question every one of us should ask. Why would they take our DCTC certificate? We had a business license called DCTC certificate. They intentionally took it away when they brought the residency law requirement in. But fortunately, all the drivers at that time, 2006, 2005, 2006, stuck together and said, no, you are not going to take our business license away from us. You are not going to take our business away from us. So we you know, we stuck together and we were able to push them back, but not fully. Okay, they can bring that residency law requirement back to the table and kick us out again if they wanted to. But they know we are going to stand up if they try to do something like that. My point is, this struggle has been going on for many years. Now, it's our choice to unite, organize, and fight them back. If we don't, believe me, we are going to wake up one day soon, and we are not going to have a business. We perhaps will not have a job to feed our family. So, let's unite. Let's organize. United we stand. This is our slogan. United we stand. Divided we fall. Please, let's stand together.
This is the voice of DC cab drivers here on 1120 AM WUST. The number to call is 703-534-9878. If you want to join the conversation, that was the voice of Ali. And thank you for reminding me about the DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association. It was the first one I scratched down, but then didn't manage to read it. So a shout out to Nathan Price and John Bug and the others. Larry Frankel, you want to jump in here? Chairman of Dominion of Cab Drivers and the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers.
Well, absolutely. Possibly what I would like to talk to you drivers about at this point is you've heard, and you know that I'm chairman of the Dominion of Cab Drivers and have been for the past a year and a half. But now you're hearing that I'm also chairman of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Now, this is a coalition of all our driver-owned cab companies, or most of our driver-owned cab companies, and the largest advocating associations in D.C. for taxi cab drivers. Not only is it Dominion of Cab Drivers, but at this time we'd also like to thank UCC. We would also like to thank D.C. Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association. We have Grand Cab, Challenger, Wonder, Washingtonian. Oh, excuse me a second. Here we go. Travelers, Camel, Wonder, Allied, Black Pearl, Luxury, Season, Swift, and Ambassador Cab Companies. So these are members of this larger association, to which we invite you, the drivers, also to participate in. And you might, some of your drivers, at least 250 of you, showed up on our January 9th meeting. We'd like to thank you for doing so. This was the start of the larger association. We'd also like to say, if this is a little too big a situation for you, then what we ask you to do is join the other member associations. If you feel more comfortable with aligning with them, because we need all of you to participate in not only defeating this medallion bill, but holding Mayor Gray to the promises to which he gave us during his campaign, which is to reset the taxicab commission with three drivers on the commission. And this is something that we'd like to see now go forward, and your participation in this will be needed for sure.
This is the voice of DC cab drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org. Ali, you wanted to have a few thank yous to make.
Yes. First of all, I would like to thank one person that who has been a great help as far as organizing all of us together, and that's Mr. Ken Williams. Ken Williams has been instrumental in making it possible for all these associations to come together under one umbrella, and I thank him for that. Then we also have a lot of people that I need to name them and appreciate their help and their contribution. Some of these guys recently, when they heard that we are going to start a radio program, they have contributed money, and I would like to name them and thank them individually, even though I'm going to have a hard time to pronounce some of these names, but I'm going to give it a shot. These guys that I'm going to mention, they're all from Diamond Cab, And we all start with Mr. Abebe, Mr. John, Mr. Zick, Mr. Ahmed, Mr. Charles, Mr. Robbie Jones, Mr. Ernest Peku, Bernard Obi, Mr. Mustafa, Mr. Tisfaye, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kylie Mensha, Mr. Najad, Mr. Mohammed, Mr. Bekele, Mr. Samson, I think that's what it is, Mr. Obinim, Mr. Beyene, Mr. Konadin, Mr. Sanko, Elias, Mr. Hazim, Mr. Ahmed, Mr. Kofi, Mr. Teskaye, Mr. Bune, Mr. Greg Weiss, Mr. Ehdaivand, Mr. Mohammed, Charles, Mr. Adai, Mr. Iqbal, Mr. Dotfar, Mr. I'm having a hard time to read
this. These are the names of the folks that are making this program possible.
Yeah, Mr. Henry Farmer, Mr. Domanius, Mr. Manaf, Mr. Javed, Mr. Kofi. There are several Mr. Kofis here. Another Mr. Kofi. These are the guys from Diamond Cab who have put money toward this radio program, and each one of them is appreciated their help. I appreciate everything that you guys have done.
And we have two callers on the line, Ali. I don't know if you want to read the rest.
I will read the rest of them in later on, but go ahead and.
Okay, let's go to a caller who's waiting. Caller, you're on the air?
Me?
Yep, you're up.
Hi, I just would like to say I'm one of the prison for some time, and I read the bill, and definitely there are very many contradictory and ambiguous situations in the bill. But before I point out some of these things, I would suggest that we definitely understand the bill very thoroughly by either some of us who have good understanding of the English language, or lawyers, by hiring a lawyer who can interpret the bill. If we intend to improve the bill, well, then we have two options. Either we object or improve. There are only two choices. We can improve it so that it benefits most of the drivers, or we can totally reject, which is, I think, in my opinion, going to be a very tough and hard choice. And, I think to just talk about, in general, forming a union, as we do always when something comes up, is really not enough. We have to understand the bill, decide what we want to do. If we have to improve the bill, we have to pick those areas which really affect us the most. If we totally reject the bill, that is something else.
And caller, I just wanted to thank you for the call. I just wanted to point out that drivers have been organized prior to the introduction of the legislation, which just came this month, and Larry Frankel wanted to jump in.
Yes, sir. I thank you for calling, too. I would like to tell you that we have lawyers, Aiken and Gump, which are in the process of analyzing this medallion bill, and we'll be receiving a summary. When we get the summary, we'll be telling you drivers over the air from this station and from this
program. There was this statement you were making that, you know, none of the drivers who are not resident of D.C. won't get anything, because when I read the bill, there is a section 5 where it gives some kind of benefit to drivers, but has a lot of restrictions, of course.
Well, yes, sir, that is correct on the bill. But I will point out, if you have that bill available, you turn to page 16 and item number 10. And this is the most revealing of this on the entire bill, because it states that the city can implement this by, one, giving it to the Taxi Cab Commission, two, giving it to an employee of the District of Columbia, or three, giving it to a private entity. So this is the most leading statement that this bill states to where this is going. If you allow a private entity to implement this bill, you could hand this over to any large taxi cab company, and that would be the end of it. So this one statement alone is something that, like I said, underlines and shows this bill.
That's a really good idea. This is improving the bill and rejecting some of the articles in the bill. I think if we go that way, we do it that way. You do not jump from here to there and include everything. Either we reject or we try to improve the bill by eliminating those articles that hurt the drivers.
Thank you for the call. I think, you know, Wednesday's press conference was a powerful example of maybe more than 100 drivers rejecting the bill. It's called the Professional Taxicab Standards and Medallion Establishment Act of 2011, and it's at thefightback.org in the upper right corner. You can get a link to it to read the bill. We have another caller joining us here on the Voice of DC Cab Drivers. Welcome.
Can I talk?
Yes, you're up.
Hello?
Welcome.
Okay, you know, thank you for you giving me the opportunity, and for Daimano, all what you're doing for the whole years, you fighting you people. You are a great people. And the point is, you don't have to be scared because of you are in Maryland or in Virginia. This is the weakness of some taxi cabs, which is brainwashed. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter. The law was, it was Metropolitan, Maryland, and Virginia, and D.C. joined together, and that's why we are driving. About the Mary Berry, what he said, he is a racist. These foreigners, he said, we are American. We are American. We live in America. We are citizens. We are America. Our children is America. You know, things, when they talk, you have to be careful and listen to them. And we can sue them about what is going on the taxi drivers. Besides that, don't worry, whatever they do it, if we are strong, if we are united together, if we put, we need to put a good money for our lawyer. This is what I beg and I urge to all the taxi drivers. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to turn to Idris Yusuf, who is going to thank a few more of the folks who made this show possible.
Thank you, Pete. In the day of the meeting at that time on Taxi Cab Commission, Mr. Ali and me, we asked a lot of drivers who was not allowed to go inside the meeting. We asked them, you know, we're going to start the radio, and basically they just gave us right away. They didn't hesitate, and we just would like to thank
them.
This
is the day of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission where it was so packed inside that there were just as many people, if not more, outside the hearing room as inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like
and
to
Leon
thank,
Swain was wearing a gun.
Yes, and everybody was outside waiting for the outcome. But basically, we just would like to thank them for giving us, you know. Let me mention their name: Mr. Abbas Ahmed, Mr. Salman Hussein, Mr. Brahani, Mr. Truna, Mr. Eskender, Mr. Gashaw, Mr. Samson, Mr. Mondosan, Mr. Tesfai, Mr. Ali and Mr. Nick and Mr. Addis. We all thank you for donating for this radio show, and hopefully in the future we're going to come together in the big meeting and make this happen continually. So thank you.
Thanks so much. I want to kick it to Masood to get his comments, and then to Pete Harmon as we close out the show, the voice of DC cab driver.
Thank you, Pete, for all your help over the last couple of years. You've been great help for us. We can't thank you enough. And thank you for the opportunity to speak right now. I want to thank specifically Mayor Barry for a reminder of a democratic system, the way things are done in the United States. That's a system where people have to participate. And just because you live in America doesn't mean people will not try to circumvent a democratic system and take your rights away from you. If you follow the news, you'll see examples of that every day, tried by different people in different levels of government and municipalities. As you saw how it happened to you during the Fenty administration, by declaring emergency, invocation of emergency powers, he took the entire democratic system of voting on any regulation out, and he became a dictator. He did it illegally because, as Senator Levin even is on record, he said he had never given him any emergency powers except for replacing the zone system with a meter. So I'm asking all the drivers to become vigilant and join us, because if you don't, they will take your rights away from you. They will step on your rights, and eventually you'll have to go to court to get it back. Guess what? If a couple of people do jail time, doesn't do you any good when you've lost everything.
Thanks, Masood. I guess next week we'll touch on the really interesting article by Sam Staley in today's Washington Post, A Cab Medallion System in D.C. The Neighborhoods Will Pay the Price. Very interesting article if you can take a look at it. Pete Harmon, you got 1 minute to summarize your final thoughts.
Yes, I think drivers need to realize that this is a war on our livelihood. This bill is our death warrant. I've been jumping up and down for a couple years saying this hack inspector harassment, the low fares, has all been to put us out of business. Everybody that thought that they were going to get a medallion and get rich, you got to realize we are not. My white butt was born here in the United States of America, and they're not giving me a medallion. They're not going to even give you guys with a funny accent some medallion either. We have to stick together and fight. We are going to be soliciting names and numbers. Listen to our radio show every week. Tell your friends to listen to it. We'll repeat this, and we will. And it may not be the most professional job, but you need to listen. You need to sign up and join us. It costs no money. We'll be sending out lists to join. We're going to be passing out flyers to pass out to the public.